Nearly half of all kids in Maine qualify for free and reduced-price lunch at school. And during the summer months, when school is out, there have not been a lot of options for those families. That's now starting to change. In the past 10 years, the number of summer meal sites in the state has more than tripled. But as Robbie Feinberg reports, reaching students in rural Maine is still a major challenge.
In a small pavilion outside of Gray New Gloucester High School, Rondalyn LaMarca slices and scoops pizza to a long line of hungry students. This meal site, like many in Maine, emerged within the past decade. And LaMarca says while it's heavily used now, it was a struggle to get people to come in at first.
There used to be a stigma of, you have to get a free lunch and you can't. That is completely reversed. Now it's like, oh, you're going to get the lunch program. Oh, you're doing the lunch program. I want to go. I want to do that. I want to get together with my community.
Part of the reason for this change has been the transformation of many of these areas from simple meal sites to community gatherings. Local parent Mercedes Mendez-Swanson says her six kids come here for meals, but also run around for an hour and even help out in a local garden.
To make friends with everybody who's coming along at different parts of the summertime.
In the past decade, the number of summer meals served in Maine has more than doubled, earning the state a ranking of fifth most in the country. Clarissa Hayes with the Food Research and Action Center says organizations like the Maine Hunger Initiative have advocated for these kinds of summer meal programs. And she points to a 2015 Maine law that requires high poverty schools with summer programming to provide summer meals to kids, too. Hayes says that while nationwide participation in summer nutrition programs has actually decreased recently, the number of sites in Maine has tripled since 2006.
They are really on the forefront of the summer nutrition programs, and we look to them, especially in the Northeast, as an example.
I guess I'm a little surprised about that.
Erin Calloway is the director of Piscataquis County Healthy Food for All.
We've done really well, but there's still so much to do. A lot. I mean, we've done really well, but there's way, way more kids that could be benefiting from this.
Here in economically challenged Piscataquis County, 60% of students qualify for free and reduced price lunch. And in just the past 5 or 6 years, nearly a dozen meal sites have opened. Calloway says this is a big deal for an area where transportation is a barrier.
You know, you can just see driving down this road and look around you. We're very rural. It's not like we have a bus or anything that people can hop on to get to locations.
In the low-income Derby neighborhood of Milo, for example, the closest meal site was about 2 miles away.
These kids are mostly under age of, 11, 12 years old. It's kind of a long way for a kid that age to bike into town on their own to get something to eat, and if they have a bike.
So this year, Calloway worked with Milo's town manager to get summer meals to kids in this neighborhood. It hasn't been easy, and some days only a few kids show up. But Milo town manager Damian Piquel says it's been important for this area, and it's about more than just addressing hunger.
The whole idea is to say that, yes, we live in Derby, but we are a strong community, and this is what's going to help bring it together.
Even with these efforts, a lot of work is still left to be done to reach more kids in Maine. Only about a quarter of eligible students in the state receive meals during the summer. As she transports another shipment of lunches, Erin Calloway says she's eyeing new ideas to reach those students, like a mobile meal service delivering food door-to-door.
A kid living out on this road isn't going to walk to any site. So if we can do a mobile truck and deliver meals, I think we could reach a lot more kids.
Adrian Aykroyd, the summer program coordinator at the Maine Department of Education, says she's encouraged by the use of similar models in cities such as Augusta. And she sees them as crucial to getting more meals in the hands of more kids in the future. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.